The Light and the Glory by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. To the memory of all the nameless early Americans who chose the covenant way. The Search. America, America. Until about 15 years ago, the name by itself would evoke a feeling of warmth. Whether it was pride or gratitude or hope, the response of the majority of people on Earth was deeply positive. America's moral and fiscal currency was the soundest in the world. You could bank on it, and most of the world did. Abroad, we were the free world's policemen, an encouraging older brother to those young nations struggling to achieve democracy, and the hope of all people still in bondage. In general, we were the most steadying influence on an uneasy globe, and at home, we were supremely confident that we were indeed making the world a better place to live in. We believed that technologically and diplomatically, it was only a matter of time before this assignment would be satisfactorily completed. America itself already was a better place to live. Despite the setbacks, there had been a gradual, sustained improvement that most men could trace in their own lifetimes, and there was every indication that this would continue. Technologically, we were on the brink of so many breakthroughs that it was difficult for science fiction writers to keep ahead of what was happening in the laboratories. Intellectually, we were developing radical new sensitive approaches to education, which were going to revolutionize the learning process and bring the next generation into an earlier, fuller, and more creative maturity. Medically, we were on the verge of conquering every disease in sight, while psychiatry would take care of the occasional aberrant personality which had trouble adjusting to it all. In a word, optimism summed up America. The American dream was about to come true.